Novak Djokovic has tested positive for COVID-19. Grigor Dimitrov has tested positive for COVID-19. This is all after a charity tournament and party that has gone viral. Some scenes from that get-together, if that's what we'll call it, have gone viral. And now Djokovic and his wife are dealing with the coronavirus and apologizing for their role in not only getting it, but in presumably proliferating it. David Law is with us. David, it's great to have you on, and we appreciate your insight. Let's begin with Novak Djokovic, who opposes vaccines, who clearly behaved for a period of time here as though he thought the coronavirus wasn't much to worry about. Before we drill down into some of those details, give us a sense of not just Novak Djokovic, the tennis player, because we know he's elite, but Novak Djokovic, the person, and what he believes.
Yeah, that's a big question. But you're right. When you detail the kind of rap sheet that he's developed over the last few months since lockdown in this part of the world, in Europe and around the world, he's got a lot of things to his name. Now, as you say, he's the world number one. He's also a significant political figure in the sport of tennis, in that he's the leader of the ATP Player Council, so he's the president of the Players Union, effectively. And he's somebody who has a lot of beliefs about non-scientific methods of medical treatment, as you mentioned there, being or opposing the idea of vaccines, or at least questioning whether he believes in them, whether he would take one if one is developed and if it was required for tennis travel. I think that, I mean, look, he has his own views on life. Those are up to him, but he's been spreading them far and wide on his significant social media platforms, and it's caused a lot of controversy over the last few months. I think he's also somebody who has incredibly strong belief in his own opinions and his own view on the world. And one of my colleagues was saying to me just a few minutes ago that it's probably one of the reasons he's got where he is, that single-mindedness, that he doesn't really ask anybody else's opinion. He just goes ahead and does what he thinks. Now, in regard to this particular tour of events that he set up in place of the ATP tour, which doesn't exist at the moment because of the coronavirus, it appears that he's set it up with a few associates and ill-advisedly just gone about life as though the coronavirus doesn't exist, and we see the results.
Is this going to put a hold on tennis returning back to normal? You know, once COVID is kind of handled and I don't want to say contained, but once we do get sports back on a regular basis, does this kind of do anything? Like, is that why players are maybe a little bit upset at him?
I don't think it necessarily does, because the tours themselves will have their own procedures in place. They are sanctioned bodies that will have all of the precautions in place that Novak Djokovic in this unsanctioned event didn't have. In the event that he ran in Serbia and then in Croatia at the weekend, there were crowds of 4,000 people together. There was no social distancing at all. There was no mask wearing. The players were shaking hands, hugging at the net after matches. It was all lovely, a very convivial atmosphere, except there happens to be a pandemic. And it just was completely out of keeping with what everybody else in the world is really doing, particularly in sports, to try to get them back up and running. The week before, the US Open, as you probably know, had announced their intention to stage the event, but with the most stringent precautions possible of social distancing, no fans, the biggest tennis venue in the world, but with literally just 300 players rather than 50,000 people coming every day. So they have the ability to spread out and all these sort of things. They believe they can keep the players safe with the testing, with the precautions. So I don't necessarily think that this impacts the return of tennis on that level. I think it will shake confidence. I think the players who have voted in Novak Djokovic to be their representative will probably be questioning whether he's really appropriate for that position, given what has happened, because it couldn't have gone worse. They couldn't have handled it worse, in all honesty. And so I think that there will be knock-on effects, but I don't necessarily think that they stretch to the return of properly sanctioned tournaments like the ATP Tour and the Grand Slam tournaments. We'll have to wait and see. But as we've seen with golf, they've had a couple of cases of positive tests, but they've got a procedure in place to know what to do if that happens. And I think that the same will be applying within tennis.